Hello and welcome to Crochet Business School Podcast. I'm Kelly and I'm here to help you to discover all the ways that you can create your own dream crochet business. Your business does not have to look the same as anyone else's and you can do it the way you want. So what do we have on the podcast today? Are you using Canva for your crochet business? If you've never heard of Canva before, it's an online tool that you can use to create graphics. That is pictures with words overlaid and shapes, arrows, everything added into the picture. So you can create marketing images for your business. It's one of the easiest software tools that do this available. And the free version is really good. And it's only when you need to develop more complex marketing systems that you need to pay for the pro version. So if you're starting out, Canva is incredibly useful. Before Canva came along, you had to either hire someone who could use complicated graphics programs, or you had to be able to afford some really expensive software to be able to do it yourself, which meant that there was this quite big gap between big companies who could afford to do that and smaller businesses where you just couldn't. There was this big difference between the marketing and you could tell who were the big boys and who were the little fish. Now Canva has come along, that's not obvious at all. So if you're not using Canva to create images for your social media, to use as photos for your product images, you are really missing a trick. Canva allows you to upload your images, you can upload your logo, and you can create all kinds of images to use everywhere. You can resize things so you can have... you got your Instagram post size, you got your Facebook story size, you got your Pinterest pins, you got your YouTube banners, you've got everything. And you can create your own custom sizes as well. So you can use Canva for every single platform. This means that you can resize your images and have everything matching on each social platform. You can use Canva to add your logo to images. You can add a watermark onto your images. You can create grids, so you can have a grid of all your products onto one picture. It's a fantastic tool. And I could stay here all day talking about what Canva can do. And if you think that it's something that you would rarely use, I think again about that. Because there isn't a day that goes by that I'm not on Canva creating images for my business. Because when you're selling something, when you're selling your crochet online, because people cannot reach out and touch and feel and get everything at a different angle to see if it's for them when you're selling online, so your pictures have to sell what you're selling. And Canva helps you do that massively. And it is so simple to use. It's a real game changer when you realise what this tool can do. And you can do a hell of a lot with the free version. You've got different fonts. You've got a few templates you can use. There's all sorts of images and like elements such as arrows and... well, everything. It's... every type of visual you can think of. You can add all these little different pictures and all these different elements onto your image to help you sell your crochet. I'm probably not describing it very well, and because it's a visual program, it's very difficult to do that in a podcast. But the best way to describe this is if you go on Pinterest and scroll through Pinterest, I'd say a good 75% of the pins on Pinterest have been created using Canva. Canva is used that much by that many people. That, yeah, it's done in Canva. Facebook ads. I recognise a good number of the pictures on Facebook ads just from scrolling through Canva. They're using the stock photos in Canva to create those ads. They're not using any fancy software. They're making those ads themselves using Canva. It's so easy. And yes, I do recognise some of the stock images. That's because I've been scrolling through them far too much. But there are hundreds to choose from. But you don't have to use the stock images. You can upload your own. You can take your own photos of your products and upload them into Canva and add elements and kind of crop the photos and add different coloured backgrounds. You can transform that one image of your product into many, so you can make it look a bit different each time using Canva. The pro version, you get more options. You get more templates to use, and that is layouts with text and the look. Again, if you go on Pinterest, that is a template. And you would change the photo, you would change the colours, you would change the font, and just make it yours. But the templates are there for you to just adjust to your own liking. You can set your brand preferences in Canva. That is, you set the colours of your brand. You can choose the font that you want to represent your brand and upload your logo, so you don't have to keep referring back to these every single time. It's just there in Canva and set for you, and you can choose them so easily. And with the pro version, as well as more templates, you get more fonts to choose from, and you also get some snazzy tools like background remover. And that is where you, if you have your product on a background, it's a pattern background, anything, you can clear the background, and so you just have your product sort of floating in midair, and that gives you even more options. You've got different special effects. You have options for mock-ups, and that is being able to put a picture in, say, inside a frame of a phone, so it looks like you're scrolling on a phone. All these types of things. If you want to make amazing looking images that are going to get your crochet attention on whichever platform you're using online, Canva is the place for you. And I cannot recommend it enough for moving your business forward and getting you the attention you need. So if you haven't already, and if the message hasn't gotten across yet, go check out Canva, because it will be one of the software tools that you simply cannot live without in your business. It's an online tool. You don't have to download anything. You can create your account for free. You can use it for free. You just won't have as many options. But it's seriously well worth it, and it's one of the tools I simply cannot do without in my business. So go check it out at canva.com, and I'm going to put my affiliate link in the comments. I have to say it's an affiliate link, because if you buy the pro version, I will get a little bit of commission, but you can sign up to the free version. You are not obligated to go pro at all. So go check it out, and why not come over to our Facebook community and tell me what you think? The link to that is in the comments as well. I'd love to hear what you're thinking. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope this has given you something to think about and something to incorporate into your business so you can grow those crochet sales. If you have any questions and would like to carry on the conversation more, then come on over to our Facebook community, the Crochet Seller Support Group, and you can ask your questions and get the support you need from fellow crocheters, and I'll be in there too. You can also join our newsletter list for tips and advice straight to your inbox, and stick around for the next podcast.
will be out again in a few days' time. And if you'd like to, I would really love it if you would leave a review for the podcast and subscribe. And that really helps us grow and to help more crocheters like yourself. So thank you for joining me, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.